Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
I haven't got to talk to you much.
No, I'm fucking busy, man. I got started doing a yoga class. I'm fucking busy.
I wasn't even going to bring that up. I kind of thought that was our little secret.
How could you not? That's why I told you that I specifically sent you a text message because I knew you would bring it up.
But I wasn't. That was something that was so gay that I wasn't going to bring it up because, one, nobody would believe me that you were in yoga pants. And two, it's so easy. I just didn't want to take the shot. It was like when you told me you were in spin class.
What? I'm okay with spin class.
Okay, that's a good response. You got me there.
I got nothing.
I think it's pretty cool that you are so sure of your sexuality that... Are you the guy that farts in yoga class?
Yeah, no. That would be awesome if I was, though.
All right.
No, no, I'm not.
So we've got to do our obligatory reminder to...
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what the reminder is, other than eventually here in the next little bit, we're going to be kicked off of YouTube. So go to whosrightpodcast.com, sign up for the mailing list or something. So we'll let you know where we're going to be at. Okay.
I didn't think that was the reminder you were talking about. Share our shit.
Oh yeah, share our shit too. We're about ready to quit this unless you guys share our shit.
Right.
And I've got analytics that show me who shares what. So
anal what now?
Anal ticks.
There you go.
All right. So I want to jump into this Uncle Randy business right off the bat.
What?
So, but what you mean? What?
I'm amazed by all of this.
Which part of it are you amazed by?
That somebody would actually do all of this. this whole Uncle Randy business.
Okay, so those of you that listened a couple weeks ago, last time, I had some fun at what I thought was a buddy of mine's expense. He does this thing on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, or whatever, where he gives advice to teens or something.
So I'm not even sure who it's aimed at. Like it never made any sense to me.
So what I did was I edited one of his clips and dropped in a whole bunch of goddamns that weren't there.
Yeah.
And that's what I played on the show. And those of you that don't care about the indie podcast bullshit, jump forward like 8 minutes. We'll be done with it by then. But it set off like a little mini firestorm in our bullshit community of me as, is it the protagonist or the antagonist? The asshole.
You're the protagonist, and you're the antagonist because you're antagonizing. You're the antagonist.
Whatever.
I don't know.
It was just a way for me to have some fun at somebody else's expense. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. What's that word?
Cool guy. It was you as the cool guy.
My intention was that it wasn't no harm because it was an obviously edited clip.
Mm-hmm.
So then Uncle Randy text messaged me and he said it was funny. Thanks. And then I started hearing from other people that it wasn't funny and he took back his thanks, so to speak.
He started attacking me on Twitter.
So
as if I have anything to do with this show.
Texting back and forth with him, I said, you know what? I had a follow-up bit for the next week that I was going to do. And I decided just ignore it. We're not going to do it anymore. We're not going to, you know, I'm sorry that I don't know that I actually said sorry. I think I did. I said, I'm sorry for not letting you know that it was coming, I think. But anyway, whatever.
Sorry for hurting your feelings, buddy.
So after that, hold on, I'm trying to pull something up here on the screen. So I'm going through Facebook or Instagram or something, and he sends a picture out that says something about here's his studio. And this is the picture that came up. So I don't know if you can see it. So hold on.
Yeah.
Enhance. What? Enhance.
He said enhance.
Enhance. Enhance. All right. That took me some time, man.
So worth it. That was great.
All right. So he put up a sign that says Doug eats dicks.
Do you dispute that or?
So here's the thing. It got me thinking that, you know, I don't know that I was prepared to talk about this right now.
Uh-huh.
But it just got me thinking about some things in my life and, you know, things that I've held inside. So I figured now is as good a time as any to just talk about it.
Okay.
Other than trying to dispute it or get pissed off at what he said, I decided it would be a good time for me just to tell a story and then let it be that, you know. So in reference to the Doug eats dicks sign.
Uh-huh.
So it was like mid-90s, I think. And I was living in Milwaukee. I had a roommate. Uh-huh. And me and him used to go out to the bars and shit and get drunk.
Yeah.
So me and Jeff, that was my roommate, we decided to go down to this bar. It was kind of a shitty bar in a shitty part of town. And I was drinking very heavily. I had just lost another job at that point. And let's just say I got really fucking shit-faced. So me and Jeff picked up a couple guys to go drinking with, went to a couple bars, and then decided to go back home. So me, Jeff, and one of the other guys, he was some black guy, got back to the apartment, and, you know, I was sitting there and everybody was having fun. I started dozing off on the couch and I woke up and Jeff and that guy was having sex on the floor. And then Jeff shoved a screwdriver in his ear, cut off his dick.
What the fuck?
So I helped Jeff eat his dick.
Did you at least cook it first?
No, we ate it raw. I ended up moving away years later. He got in trouble. Jeff Dahmer. So here's what I want to know. You dummy.
That was great.
So here's what I want to know. The thing about this graphic, this sign, Doug mm-hmm. eats dicks.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think that was meant to do was insinuate that I am a homosexual.
Yes.
Okay. So that is put up there to be an insult. So he is insinuating that if you are gay, that is a negative, right?
Yes.
So I think that just kind of tells you something right there. You know, for somebody that constantly talks about equality to use that as a negative, that so what if I suck dick?
Yeah, I mean,
I bet I'm really, really good at it too.
Right. So it just shows the mindset of someone who would create the character. Uncle Randy.
As you know, we have depleted all of our funds in our podcast account.
Yes.
So we do shout outs at the end. We hire a private investigator for that.
Yep.
And then we do a shout out for new Patreons. Now we had to take all of our money and give it to that private investigator.
Yes.
What we asked him was, we want you to go out and find somebody that has listened to more than one of Uncle Randy's videos. Right?
Yep. Yeah. And our private investigator is pretty good, really.
So it was a hard task. It was a hard task to find somebody that's watched more than one.
Yeah.
But he crept through the jungles of Ethiopia and the mountains of Saudi Arabia.
Is there mountains in Saudi Arabia?
And he's still over there. But he did send us some videos from people that he talked to.
Yes.
So we're going to go through. We're going to go ahead and try to play those now. But you have to forgive me. I'm not entirely sure how to fucking do this on the fly. All right. That ain't right. Hold on.
No. Hold on.
All right. So this is what's a good black lady name?
I think the name he sent us was LaWanda.
This is LaWanda from
Nigeria, Saudi Arabia. Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, she doesn't have to be from Africa. That'd be stupid.
Oh, all right, my bad.
Randy, the only thing worse than your bird is your videos. I've listened to your podcast before. I'm confused as to why all of a sudden this character Uncle Randy just started showing up. This is truly an odd reaction to steroids.
I don't know what she said, but I think it was bad.
I heard steroids. Thanks.
So he left there and he went to India, I think. So this is Michael Smith from India. Everybody that I've ever talked to from India has a name like Michael Smith.
Uh-huh.
There are three things that I hate. I hate people that talk in third person. I hate people that make up characters, and I hate people that give bad advice. Uncle Randy, you are all three. God damn.
What in the fuck? I think our private investigator deserves a raise.
Yeah, so it was well worth the thousands and thousands of travel time and
man hours
put into the mountain climbing and whatnot.
Right.
And then lo and behold, he did find somebody that is actually a fan of Uncle Randy.
Yep.
I'll see if I can dig this up here.
All right.
Enhance. Hold on.
It's crazy how that only works sometimes.
I'm here to show my support for Uncle Randy. I have noticed that he is coming to terms with his own sexuality. And I just wanted him to know that his videos have helped me in my coming. He is an icon in the gay community.
I think that guy said that Randy is an icon in the gay community. That does not bode well with the eats dick sentiment.
No, I'm thinking that maybe Uncle Randy has a little crush on you.
All right. So that's that. Wait a minute.
Oh,
this just in.
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
This is game changer, Anthony.
Oh, shit.
So you and I have both talked openly about not being of faith.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the Lord Jesus Christ has come and has something he wants to weigh in on.
Oh, boy. We're fucked.
Hold on. Enhance.
All right. Me of all people understand wanting to help people. But dad damn, son. Do you have to dress up like a Neanderthal to do it? Just take a minute before putting on that stupid chain and hit and record next time and ask yourself, what would, I do? Dad damn.
Holy moly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was great.
All right. That was fun.
I'd like to say thanks to our private investigator. That was great.
Yeah, that was it was interesting that all those were able to come in so quickly.
I thought we were done and we got some breaking news. So
yeah, okay, now we're all done with that shit. So hopefully we can put all that shit to bed now. I'm tired of talking about.
Hopefully you can stop eating dicks and
no, I I will not.
Stop and eating dicks for anybody.
I will not be bullied into being a anti-dick eater. I will eat as many dicks as necessary to prove that I won't be bullied into not dick eating.
Okay, what if I don't bully you? What if I just ask you nicely, please don't eat dicks?
It depends what's the reason. Why don't you want me eating dick?
I don't have a reason for that because in reality, I'd love to see you eat some dick. I don't know.
Like corn dog dick or like sucking dick? Like you mean like eating it? Or
can
like,
you, can you eat a corn dog right now for me?
That's our $25 tier.
Doug will eat a corn dog for you. He'll make a video of him eating a corn dog for you. Doug will eat the corn dog and I'll make the sound effects.
I am like a one person feeder gainer fetish.
You have split personalities and you're a feeder gainer. Oh, that's fucking perfect.
Is it?
Fucking yeah. Yes. tell me it's not. That's fucking comedy gold.
So we've got some stories here that I wanted to chat about. Is there anything you wanted to say to button up this Uncle Randy business?
Yeah, I think I said it before. I'm going to say it again. Just stop with the fucking Uncle Randy bit. It's not funny. It's just stop, man. Just stop.
Sounds like that's all. No, I'm not going to do it. I was going to say that's almost worthy of a Anthony's hot take soundbite, but I'm not going to do it.
Is that not a hot take? I mean, come on. Nobody's told him. Perfect. It's all we needed to hear.
See, it's played out already. I don't even like it anymore.
I love it. I don't know why I have to be the one to tell him. Like, there's nobody else in his life that could be like, dude, come on. Seriously.
No, so I don't want to spend any more time talking about this bullshit. If you want to volley back and forth, that's fucking fine. If you tell me that you're gonna, you know, you no hard
blow
feelings,
some smoke or whatever he says,
whatever it is, it's fine. But don't be passive aggressive about it. I don't want to just see that shit as I'm scrolling by, man. Just at me, bro.
Yeah. That was great.
I'm jumping to the first story on the list about the adult child.
Okay.
All right. So somebody sent us this. I hope it's true. We're going to pretend that it is.
All right.
Indiana mother who adopted a 6-year-old Ukrainian girl with dwarfism has been charged with abandonment, but claims her daughter was found to be a 22-year-old psychopath masquerading as a child.
What?
All right. The too long didn't read. She jumped into an adoption for a Ukrainian dwarf, and it turned out that it was like a 22-year-old psychopath.
This can't be true. This is a movie, like literally a script from a movie.
It has all the elements of a horror movie. An unsuspecting Christian couple adopts an adorable little girl only to discover she is an adult psychopath masquerading as a child. If the premise sounds familiar, that's because it's virtually the exact plot of a 2009 big screen chiller Orphan, where a pigtailed youngster tries to murder her family when it is revealed she is 33. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
But as far-fetched as it sounds, this is the astonishing defense put forward by a mom of three and parenting author shockingly accused of felony neglect for abandoning her adopted daughter. So there's some pictures on here of the dwarf. Is it okay to call her a dwarf?
Yes.
I mean, okay. Police say the girl was left to fend for herself for 3 years, despite having a rare form of dwarfism. That means she is 3 feet tall and has problems walking. But in an exclusive interview with Daily Mail TV at an undisclosed location, Christine insists that a major flaw in the case, Natalia, was not a 9-year-old as charging documents claim. She was actually 22. So,
so they're charged with neglect for like dumping her somewhere, just leaving her.
So they left her in Indiana and they went to Canada.
Yeah. So can't you just like with a tree, can't you just cut one of her legs and count the rings and see how old she really is?
Like, that's my joke, you dick. I was trying to lead into that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes. I didn't know that. That was great.
Motherfucker.
All right.
I got nothing.
Show over. I stole his joke without even knowing I was stealing his joke.
There was a line in here I wanted to talk about. Here it is. So I think that they could have used better verbiage when they were putting together this article.
All right.
All right. I want you to make a buzzer sound when you get to the part, like if you were the editor at this. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yep. All right.
Before criminal charges were leveled at them on September 11, Barnett and an ex-husband, Michael, were hailed as exemplary parents who raised child G. You didn't buzz.
I didn't hear anything wrong.
You should never say leveled and September 11th on the same fucking sentence.
Jesus Christ, I didn't even catch that. I think you always should. As much as possible. Oh, wait, we're supposed to give a trigger warning for Brenda when we talk about 9/11.
I want a trigger warning sound effect.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten one yet.
Here, this is funny. Natalia was a woman. She had periods. She had adult teeth. She never grew a single inch, which would happen even if she was a child with dwarfism.
What? So the line right above that says, the media is painting me to be a child abuser, but there is no child here, said Barnett. So she's not disputing that she's an abuser, just that she wasn't a child.
No, it's not child abuse. No, so the charge is that they left the country and left their 9-year-old daughter at home. Yeah. She's saying it's not, there's no abuse here because the little dwarf is 22.
How did they figure it out? Did it say how they figured out she was 22? Because
she had adult teeth and periods. Everybody knows if you have adult teeth and periods, you're at least 22.
You're at least 22. So that's her only defense? She had adult teeth and periods.
If you're ever worried about picking up somebody underage at a bar, that's all you got to do is check their teeth. All right. Have you ever had your period?
I have.
Let me see your teeth.
Let me see your teeth. You almost fooled me.
I don't even know that I could tell the difference between baby teeth and adult teeth. I don't even know what that fucking means.
I don't know. They're little, right? If they're baby teeth. Don't they just grow until they fall out and then your next teeth?
Dwarfs don't have regular people teeth. Their regular teeth look like my baby teeth.
They have dwarf teeth.
I don't know. Do they got fangs or something? I don't know what dwarves have.
So they adopted her and their defense is she has adult teeth. Wouldn't you know that when you adopt? I don't understand how you could make that case after the fact. Wouldn't you know that when you adopt? Looks like she's got adult teeth. I probably shouldn't adopt her.
There was some other shit in here. She would make statements and draw pictures saying she wanted to kill family members, roll them up in a blanket, put them in the backyard. She was standing over people in the middle of the night. You couldn't go to sleep. Can you imagine waking up and there's a dwarf standing over you?
Do they sleep on the floor? I don't understand.
I saw her putting chemicals, bleach, Windex, something like that in my coffee. And I asked her, what are you doing? She said, I am trying to poison you. So that's she's a retarded dwarf.
You don't announce your plans, you moron. Only a 9-year-old would do that. There's no way she's 22. She wouldn't have announced her plans.
She was jumping out of moving cars. She was smearing blood on mirrors. I wonder if it was period blood. Must have been. It seems to be reoccurring.
Yeah.
She was doing all these things you could never imagine a little child doing. I can't imagine an adult doing it.
That's what I was just going to say.
Well, what do you do? Cut her leg off and check the rings? I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Oh fuck. I think that just means that we're either in sync or We're just really, really predictable.
Why can't it be both?
That's probably the case.
All right. So it's role play time or something.
If that's always fun.
Let's say that you decide to sell Bernie and get a new replacement.
Uh-huh.
So you go to the Ukraine or some other place that's not America, and you get a Rush adoption, and they say it's a little 9-year-old, and then it's just me.
Like, no, he's 9. We grow big here in Russia.
So tattoos and everything, you know, everything.
Tattoos and everything. I don't know what the fuck. What would you? I would look around for the cameras. Like, where's Ashton? I'm being punked.
I don't know. I think it would be fucking great. Get yourself a little Ukrainian dwarf monster. Like, I would train it to do shit for us.
I would film a horror movie in my house. That would be great.
Horror or horror?
Oh, yes.
Don't forget, this is your adopted dwarf monster daughter.
Horror. Oh, daughter? I'm out. I thought you said son.
Oh, yeah. I guess it depends on what I identify as. That would make it even better if it looked just like me, but I said, I'm your daughter.
I want to go to Russia and tell them that I'm trying to like film a horror movie and I need the dwarfiest looking kid you got.
Can you order him extra dwarfed?
I don't want to pay an actor. I need a dwarf that I can shoot this movie. I'll bring him back when we're done. You can have free craft services or whatever.
All right. We didn't get a chance to put this shit in order. Move that over there. Who'sRightPodcast.com when we get off YouTube. Done that.
Share our shit.
We did that. Go to Patreon.com/Who'sRight. Did I ask you about going to prison for me?
You did not.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I started to, and then I got sidetracked. By God or Jesus.
Jesus.
So somebody has asked us, and I don't know why, but this is a weird question because they asked you if you would go to prison for me. Mm-hmm. And then they asked me if I thought you would go to prison for me.
See, I fucking knew it. All right. So I think the conversation started out. How the fuck did it start out? I don't even remember, but they asked me if there was anybody that I would go to prison for. Oh, shit. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. It makes more sense that way. One of our patrons asked me if she said, do you still make mead or is that another thing that you just gave up on? How fucking rude. And I told her that I don't make mead anymore. And I said, I still have a couple bottles and I would send her some, but I think it might be illegal and I'm not going to prison for her. And then she said, is there anybody that you would go to prison for? And then she asked me if I would go to prison for you. And I told her that I'm not answering that question because that's like setting myself up for fraud. You know, she's trying to not fraud, but blackmail.
Okay, so we'll answer the fucking question. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't go to prison for you. For what? Why would I? You go to prison yourself. You're an adult.
But I'm a dwarf. I'm your dwarf daughter. You fuck.
I'm your dwarf daughter. Well, if you're my dwarf daughter, I guess I'm going to prison for you. I accidentally stepped on you. And I'm going to jail. I can't imagine a scenario where anything happens.
You just got to use your imagination. You don't.
I'm trying.
It's not like it's real life. Like there's going to be a situation where you've got to make a choice. It comes down to you, whether it's you going to prison or me going to prison. But when I was asked, would Anthony go to prison for you? I said, no, I don't even think I said what my response was no, we're not really that close. But I was thinking, I don't even think I could get Anthony to go to the gas station for me.
I was going to say, I wouldn't even pick you up from the airport.
So it honestly does hurt my feelings that you would not go to prison for me.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't for you, but...
Yeah, but it hurts your feelings that I wouldn't?
Yeah.
That's too bad, pussy.
All right. That hurt. Fucking double knife, prick.
So, all right. That's a hard question to answer because what's the scenario? Like, you could just say, yeah, I'd go to prison for you, but that's such a broad thing. Like, you killed a guy and then you call me, hey, I just killed this guy. I need you to go to prison for
me. What if I was accused of having sex with your 22-year-old dwarf daughter? I don't know why I'd be accused of it. I mean, it's not like that would be a crime.
Yeah, I know. Well, just somebody saw it through the window and thought it was a crime.
No, what if it was your 24-year-old dwarf daughter, but she still had baby teeth? She never got her adult teeth.
That changes things a little bit.
Okay, so what's the scenario where, let's say that, okay, there's some crime, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is, and it either I'm going to go to prison for 5 years, or you can take a plea deal and plead guilty and go to county jail for a month. Would you do that? Would you go to jail for a month for me to avoid 5 years of prison?
So
assuming I didn't do the crime that was,
So if I knew for a fact that you didn't do the crime, yeah, probably. I guess I probably would. I mean, if those were the parameters, you know, because 5 years is a long fucking time, man.
Yeah.
I'd rather not do the show for a month than not do the show for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm thinking about here.
So it's all based on the show?
Duh.
When I got wiped out by the hurricane, you had no problem fucking picking up guests then.
I don't know what to say about that.
You could pick up guests and say, I don't know what Patreon you're talking about.
The show must go on, I guess.
All right. So I hope that answered the question. Given the right circumstances, Anthony would go to prison for somebody if he's allowed to continue recording weekly.
Right. I want the least disruption in the show as possible.
Okay. Moving on. You want to play? I want to play the school shooting video.
All right.
Baked bag for back to school.
These colorful binders help me stay organized.
These headphones are just what I need for studying. These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks? They can be a real lifesaver.
And I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
All right. That is... I can't shut it off.
That's, For what? Why? I mean, what's the fucking point of that?
All right, so I got several problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
The first is how fat that kid was with the skateboard.
That's hilarious because I was thinking the same thing. There's no way that fucking kid skateboards.
And then my other problem is the colored pencils. Nobody brings a fucking pencil to a gunfight. That's fucking stupid.
Stupid kids. I don't understand what what they were thinking. Like, what was the point of it?
I think the point of it is to let you know that it's school shooting time. I mean, because school's getting ready to start.
So stupid.
I didn't even mean that as a joke. I mean, it's like, you know that soon after when school starts, school shootings start. They never happen during the summertime.
So, well, duh. So right. How many school shootings have there been ever? Like 20, 21, 22, something like that?
I think it's like, so the problem with it is how they categorize them. Because if you start looking into, like, how many school shootings have there been? Mm-hmm. If somebody was two blocks away and fired a gun at Saturday at 10 o'clock at night and it bounced off one of the walls at a school, uh-huh, they consider it a school shooting.
Yeah. And if it hit two walls, that's four school shootings somehow. But I mean, the point that I'm trying to make is that not very well, but the point I'm trying to make is that there's, even if we say there's 50 school shootings, which there wasn't, I don't believe, but how many schools are there? I mean, it's like an overblown crisis. I understand that it sucks. Like, I don't want to see kids go to school and get shot. That fucking blows. But using that for political ends is shitty.
Fuck, all right. Fuck it. I'm doing it, man. I'm going balls deep into this.
All right.
One shooting is one too many.
Agreed.
Cool. All right. We solved that.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but so after one shooting, I mean, if you want to solve school shooting, then let's make school illegal and homeschooling only. Then we have no school shootings. I mean, if you want to be stupid about it, we can be stupid about it, you know?
So you're so that's all right. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't want to have this fucking gun control conversation again. I'm trying.
I did not even mention gun control once. You brought it up.
No, you did. But you did inversely by saying, wait. Well, let's just make school illegal. That was your way of avoiding the gun control conversation, which is in turn directing traffic directly into the gun control conversation.
Inversely directing traffic. What the fuck are you talking about?
You see, what had happened was, okay, so what if I was to tell you over 187,000 students have experienced school shootings since Columbine?
I would say that you're full of shit.
No, that's over 187,000 students at 193 schools have experienced school shooting since the Columbine massacre.
Experienced school shootings. That means that, no, you're full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. I'm reading an article, and it's on the internet, so it's true.
Oh, my bad. I retract my statement about you being full of shit.
Thank you.
So how do you...
All right, fine, I'll go on.
No. So if your standard is experienced school shootings, then how many people are in America? We've all experienced school shootings. They talk about it on the news every fucking day. What does that even mean? Experienced school shootings.
Fine. I just stumbled across this article, so I don't know what I'm getting into here. All right. Over 187,000 students at 193 schools have experienced a school shooting since Columbine massacre. 63% of students who were exposed to gun violence at schools were children of color. The newspaper reported.
Oh my God, that's so fucking
dumb. Since 1999, there have been 10 school shootings each year on average in the U.S., and shootings have occurred across 36 states. The newspaper year-long analysis also found that 85% of shooters obtained their weapons from home, and 68 of the schools surveyed had an armed security guard or resource officer on duty. Only on-campus grade school shootings during school hours were counted by the paper. The report did not tally private suicides and accidental gunfire that caused no injuries. The country has already seen over a dozen school shootings this year, including one at Maryland School on Tuesday and the Parkland area shooting that left 17 people dead. It's no longer the default that going to school is going to make you feel safe. So how can you argue with that?
I disagree with that 100%. It's no longer the default that going to school is safe. That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. That is like saying that it's no longer the default that walking down the street is safe because people get mugged or what. I mean, it's stupid.
So you're misquoting. It said it's no longer the default that going to school is going to make you feel safe.
Okay, that's even worse. Who said going to school was supposed to make you feel safe? Fuck off.
No,
that's stupid.
When you were a kid, are you telling me that when you were a kid, you had active concerns about getting killed when you were at school?
No, and neither do my kids.
Yeah, they do.
They don't. I guarantee you they don't.
I talk to him almost every night.
That's nice of you. I don't. If you just let your kids be kids and don't fill their heads with this fucking stupid garbage video, then guess what? They won't be scared to go to school, because it's not scary to go to school. It's a statistical impossibility that they're going to get shot at school.
It is. You had me up until you just ate shit on that last statement. It is not a statistical, what'd you call it? Impossibility?
I don't remember. Improbability? I said something. I don't know.
How about this?
Low chance.
Statistically, you are more apt to fuck your English teacher. No, so I don't know.
how many kids got hit by a car when they were riding their bike last year?
18.
Right. Way more than got shot in school.
But that's not. 18's less than.
Yeah, because you just made up that number. It's more like 19 or 20.
That changes things drastically.
So nobody ever says don't let your kids ride their bike because, you know, they're going to get hit by a car.
Ah, you know what the difference is, though?
No.
You put helmets on your kids.
You do?
I didn't. Fuck that. I don't want them to look stupid.
I ain't letting my kids look stupid. So if we put, are you talking about putting bulletproof vests on kids in school?
No, I was talking about putting helmets on the school shooters so you knew who they were. That seems to me like it would be the easiest way to identify somebody.
Like, that makes sense.
The bicycle flags. If you were planning on shooting your school up, you just put a bike flag on your helmet.
I don't understand why people whip themselves and their kids up into a frenzy over something that is.
You know that, what? I don't want to have this conversation. We just had this conversation a month ago.
And we'll have it next month, too, because there'll be more school shootings and we'll talk about them then.
See? I say take all the guns. That's my stance from here on forward. Take all the guns.
Take them where? To the schools?
Yes. Just
bring them there. Bring them there in advance.
No, that way they can defend themselves.
Ah, okay. All right. One serious question. What do you think seriously about arming teachers in schools?
Oh, that's fucking retarded. It is so retarded.
That we can agree on. So fucking stupid.
Except if you are a female PE teacher. I know they can handle a gun.
Oh shit.
If you think back to your days of school, you know, mm-hmm. like your English teacher, my English teacher, the old lady.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want her with a fucking hand cannon.
Nope. But
the fucking girls' gym teacher back then? Fuck yeah, man. She'd have like a Desert Eagle. Right in her fucking underwear.
I think they should have a sniper rifle on their desk. Just point on a fucking swivel so they can just real quick just point it at it. He talking back. No, I don't know. I don't fucking know what the answer is.
I'm for taking all the guns. That's my answer.
Yeah, I know you are, but that's stupid.
Yeah, and allowing more children to have to sit through these fucking commercials is worse. If we take away the guns, these commercials go away.
So I really am not that callous about school shootings, but I am that callous about this fucking video. I think that it does way more harm than good. I don't understand the point of literally trying to scare children with no message. What was the message? There's no message. The message is, well, kids are going to get shot. How does that help or bring awareness or do anything for anybody other than just scare people? It does nothing. And I read, an interview with the people that made that video. It was the some school shooting parent survivors. They made the video and basically they're like, well, we have to show the realities of what school's like for kids nowadays. I'm like, no, you don't. You're being assholes. This isn't the reality of what school is like for children nowadays. Schools are not war zones, you fucking morons.
I don't know, man. I think you're just out of touch.
I'm not.
Have you ever been to Detroit?
Nope.
Right. You're out of touch. Fucking war zone.
Okay, so Detroit's a war zone. What does that have to do with my school down the street? Nothing.
Yeah, so that's the problem with you and everybody like you. if it doesn't affect you today.
My school's okay, so that's the problem.
Yeah. Your school's okay out of you know, you have five fucking school shootings a week, but as long as it's not yours, then it's okay. If
you know what I would say? If you don't want, move to a better place where the schools are better. Don't I mean, so how's that on me? So my schools are good. Your schools in your area suck.
No.
It's my fault because my schools are good. Fuck off.
Statistically, 92% of the schools that happen with mass shootings are in middle to upper class neighborhoods. So it's
I don't live in either one of those things.
It's just a matter of time before your kid's school is involved in shooting another school.
Wait, what?
I fucking know.
Like a sports team thing?
Yeah.
This is a stupid conversation because there's not an answer and you're wrong. I don't even know what.
Why couldn't you just leave it at
wrong.
That? Why couldn't you just leave it at there's not an answer?
No, because it was way funnier to leave it at you're wrong. Come on.
Whatever. All right, I'll let you pick the next one. Do you want to talk about why I masturbate my son?
Yes.
Or do you? Okay.
Wait, what was my other option?
Doesn't matter.
This better not be a news article.
All right.
Holy moly, this is real.
I didn't even proofread this. I just liked the headline.
Uh-huh.
So let's see where it goes. I have clearly stated in my article that my son suffers from severe cerebral CP.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This means that although he physically has a body of a 21-year-old male, his mental capacity is less than the IQ of a six-month-old baby. My son cannot indicate his desire for food, nor can he indicate that he has soiled his diapers. He cannot indicate if the pain he has is through a headache, toothache, or constipation. He cannot indicate if he is tired, sleeping on one side of the bed, nor can he indicate if he is lonely. He cannot indicate whether he would like a walk in the park and feel like a cool breeze on his face, and he cannot indicate which ice cream flavor he enjoys the most. And yes, my son cannot indicate he desires sexual stimulation from me.
So far, I'm with you.
Yet I would be true to say that any loving and caring parent instinctively knows the desires and the needs of his or her own child, normal or disabled.
You're in losing me.
I can continue reading, or we can just get to the part where I asked you if you jerk Bernie off.
I don't. His little wiener burned to his leg, so.
Like when it's left on a campfire too long?
Yeah.
It's all split open and pussy and shit.
Right?
So it's already lubricated. What's the problem?
So many problems.
Okay. The medical opinion is that nearly all teenagers, male and female, masturbate in order to express and relieve their sexual desires. The act of masturbating my son is an act of compassion and care on my side. In order that my son Mustafa leads leads a well-balanced and healthy life physically, emotionally, and sexually. So what gives? It is incest in a way. It is rape in a way, since no consent was given. And I know that legally, at least in the United States, sex act with someone who is incapable of giving consent is rape. Rape. And for good season.
Reason.
I can't fucking read. So does giving sexual release to someone who otherwise couldn't have it a good thing? Or is this as icky as someone pursuing sex acts with a six-month-old baby? Since that is the mental level of the person with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, so the kid's getting physical gratification or whatever, but you are performing, you're masturbating your son, so it's more for you than it is for him. And you're a sick fuck. I don't understand. Okay. You're assuming there are plenty of people who are not sexual. Lots of people. So you're assuming that your son, who can't tell you otherwise, wants you to masturbate him. There is not a 21-year-old person in the world who wants his father or mother or whatever to masturbate him. It doesn't exist. So
Bullshit.
Maybe it does exist. You're taking it upon yourself to masturbate your son, thinking that you're doing something good. It's to make yourself feel better. It's for you. It's not for him.
That was boring.
All right.
I want to hear about you jerking off your kids.
I'm sure you do.
And I want you to say it slow.
A little bit sexier.
Okay, so are you telling me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say that I'm in a car wreck. Yep. Don't forget that I am your 22-year-old dwarf daughter.
Right? I'd finger you.
All right. That's all I wanted. Like,
it's different, though.
Okay, so you just get done changing my diaper.
Uh-huh. How can I not? I mean, you know, like, oh, yeah, change that diaper. Yeah, that's hot.
That's not sexual, you fucking weirdo. Okay, so I'm laying there on your bed. You just changed my diaper.
Oh, and God, this is so gross. I'm laying on your bed. You just changed my diaper.
So you're holding my wiener up, and you're sprinkling my nutsack with powder. And you start, as you're holding it, you start feeling the blood flow to it.
Yeah.
And I can't move because I was just in a horrible accident. So I'm just laying there all paraplegic-like. Yeah. And then you look at me, and I look at you.
Oh, God. That makes it even worse.
Meanwhile, you're starting to feel it throb in your hand. So you know, at that point, you really can't just leave me like that, right? I mean,
you said yes with your eyes.
I mean, just logistically, it's better for you to give me a hand job just to get the diaper on.
Otherwise, I can't get the clasps.
Right.
Oh, shit.
So given all those circumstances, would you give me a hand job?
Nope. Sorry, buddy.
That's child abuse.
I'd hire a nanny, I guess. Your duties include changing his diaper, jacking him off.
Wait, what?
I said I'd hire a nanny.
No, I was playing the part of the nanny there, and when you said it, forget it, whatever.
God, where the fuck did you find this at?
I wrote it. I don't know.
Years ago. You're right, I wrote it years ago.
What do we got here? Oh, fuck, we got a bunch of shout-outs to do.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, we've been going for 55 minutes already? Have we even talked about anything?
No.
Have we even said anything? What the fuck is going on here?
All right. Why masturbate my son? Check. All right. You want to jump over to these shout outs?
Sure. Give me a second.
No particular. Hold on. I got to find this here. Hold on. All right.
Oh, shit.
All right. Where are we going?
Starting with Richard.
Yeah. Hold on. I shout him out. Don't take away my fucking thunder.
My bad.
Ready?
Yeah.
Richard!
Richard is 26 years old. He won the lottery at 19. He's been using the money to try and achieve his goal of meaningful communication with animals. He claims to live in an animal sanctuary in downtown New York. It's actually a studio apartment full of ferrets with a handmade sign on the door. He has written 3 books that were transcribed to him by the ferrets. 2 of them are gay erotica, and 1 is a guided meditation course. The meditation book was helpful, but the gay erotica was a little derivative.
Yeah, that was the one that I was talking about when I was talking to you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It was wordy, man.
It was wordy?
It was wordy.
Our investigator was trying something out, you know?
That's fine.
He's getting into the spy novels or whatever, and he wants to work on his form.
All right. Ready? Philip. Yeah. Hold on. Philip!
Philip is a 19-year-old cross-dressing midget burlesque performer. His stage name is Brickface.
That made me laugh.
He once wrestled an alligator in a kiddie pool filled with Jell-O and lost, and he got paid $16. He starred in a bum fights video in which he got his face bashed in with the brick for a tuna sandwich. Thanks, brick face.
Michaela, thank you for joining us. Unfortunately, we can only afford to pay our private investigator if you joined at the $5 tier. But right. Thank you for supporting us. This was an upgrade. So, Burden the Brew.
That sounded rough.
Burden the Brew.
Amazingly enough, our investigators found out more information on this guy at the same time that he decided to increase his Patreon donation. And it turns out, due to a paperwork mix-up, he was once mistakenly in the witness protection program for 3 years. The feds gave him a new life, and he just went on with it, only to come to end when his wife finally noticed he was gone and filed a missing persons report. And he is currently on death row for murdering his wife.
Oh, you hit that one perfect.
Our private investigator sucked this week.
yeah. Michael, thank you for joining us on joining Patreon. Us. Thank you. All right. Here's the next one. Ready?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
He's 17 years old. He's unemployed. He lives with his parents. His mother still breastfeeds him 3 times a day. He's always been homeschooled, not vaccinated, believes in flat earth theory, and thinks climate change is a myth. He's already picked out the outfit that his mother will wear after she dies. He plans on keeping her in a rocking chair in the bedroom.
So that one I felt was a little too close to home to probably a couple people that listened to us.
Wait, which part? Just all of it?
Yeah. We got one more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Booty Crew.
He was the world champion at last year's World Series of Monopoly Junior. Won't do number two in anything other than a plastic classic roast Folgers can. Posted online that our Beastie Boys episode, which can be found on our website, www.whosrightpodcast.com, is what turned him on to that genre of music.
Well, thank you, Mr. Investigator. He has had a busy week.
Right.
All right. Is that it?
Are we done? That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
We have got to try to record our little thing that we wanted to record.
Yeah.
Then we're going to jump over to our Patreon bonus episode if you want to join us over there.
All right.
So everybody leave now. Me and Anthony need the room to ourselves so we can record something.
Get out. We just...
All right. We can just do that on the beginning of the bonus episode.
Before we go live?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. All right.
Yeah, it works.
You know what? Just do it now. Fuck it.
Well, all right.
Are they still watching?
can't we just go into another room?
No, because then I got to set everything up again. I'll cut it off the video and post. Quit bringing your cup up. Let's just do it. Put your cup down.
All
right. Ready?
Yeah. Ready.
I'm waiting on you.
For what? What are you doing? I don't even know what the fuck we're doing.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that video. Head over to whosrightpodcast.com to... Now you say something.
That was so natural. I'm surprised I didn't catch that. Go to our show or go to our website. What the fuck do you want from me here?
Head over to our page. Smash that like button.
There you go. Smash that like button.
All right. No. All right. Bye. Going over to record our bonus episode.
Bye.
If you want to watch it, go to patreon.com/whosright. There's a link there waiting for you. Thanks, everybody.